An exercise I want you to do is to really ask yourself, who are you needing in your life right now? You know, maybe it's like you need a business bestie, or maybe it's like you need a girlfriend just to cry with once a week, or to go to dinner with, or to share like your intimate secrets with, right? Like, who are the people that you need right now in your life? And then this is the thing, go out and find them.
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more recurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from 0 to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard. I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode.
What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. It is the day before my branding shoot, and I'm so freaking excited. If you guys have been following me for any amount of time, we are going through a massive, massive rebrand tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I have hired like the best creative directive team. They are out of Denver. We have a photographer that is flying in from Arizona, and we are putting this vision basically to life. I have been thinking for about the last 6 months, what is the story that I really want my business to tell? What is the feelings that I want my clients and my community to feel? What is the emotions that I really want to invoke? And how do I want to flip the script on the way that sales has always kind of been done? And how have sales always kind of been pictured? And what is the feeling that you get when I say the word sales, right? Do you think of like icky car salesman? Do you think of like a pompous guy on Wall Street? Do you think of people like in a suit? Do you think of like high end? Like, what do you think of, right? So we are basically taking this vision that I have and we are bringing it to life. And I'm so excited. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the podcast is we're going to talk about like, what is the vision right now that you have for your business? What is the vision right now that you have for your brand? What is the vision right now that you even have for your life? And are you sitting into it every day and asking yourself, how am I getting one step closer to that, right? My CEO, Alex, recently asked me, you know, are you envisioning the life that you want? And then how are you really building the business around that? And that is one of the things that we're even going to embody in this photo shoot is like, what does the future Jillian want? What does the future Jillian want to have? What does the future Jillian want to embody? And they're really going to bring this to really to fruition in this photo shoot, which I'm really excited about. But one of the things that you guys could really start to do right now, right? Like, we're going to make this episode really short, really sweet, and really to the point today. But what I want you to really kind of ask yourself is like, what do you want your business and your life to feel like in the next 3 months? What do you want your business and your life to look like in the next 6 months? What do you want your business and life to look like in the next year? And then asking yourself a couple of questions. One of the questions that I always ask myself is, who do I need to help get me there? Who are the people I need to surround myself with? Who are the mentors I need in my life? Who is the community, right? Because it's not always about the how. I know how to get there, right? I know how to build the business. I know how to build the life. I know how to build the sales. I know how to build the social media. But it's who is going to help me get there? Who is going to keep me accountable? Who is going to be in my corner when it doesn't work? Who's going to be in my corner when I have a failed launch? Who's going to be in my corner when, there are days that I don't feel good? Like, who is actually going to be there for me? So, an exercise I want you to do is to really ask yourself, who are you needing in your life right now? We just recorded a live podcast episode last week at the Good Vibe Studio in Arcadia, Arizona. And we talked about even like, who do you need in your personal life, right? And I told this story live on the podcast. If you guys haven't listened to that podcast episode, go back and listen to it. But we even talked about like who I need in my life just as friends. And, maybe it's like you need a business bestie, or maybe it's like you need a girlfriend just to cry with once a week, or to go to dinner with, or to share like your intimate secrets with, right? Like, who are the people that you need right now in your life? And then this is the thing. Go out and find them. Go out and search them. Go out and seek them and find those people in your life. Some of you guys know this about me, some of you guys don't know this about me, but I have recently, not recently, since September, ended a 6.5 year relationship. And part of the reason why I ended it was because it wasn't the who that I actually needed anymore. I knew how I wanted to live my life. I knew how I wanted to achieve the goals I needed in my life, but it wasn't the who that was really fitting that. And it was nothing against him because he's literally the greatest man on the planet. You guys know I talk about him all the time on the show and all the time on my social, but I just needed a different who. I needed a different who to fill that spot in order to get me to the how. So that's a question that I really kind of want to ask you guys there. Now, from a business standpoint, what are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to achieve a goal for your business? Are you trying to achieve a goal for your sales? Are you trying to achieve a goal for your content? Are you trying to achieve a goal for your next launch? Right? What is the thing that you are trying to achieve? And whatever that thing is, now it's asking you, who is the who that you need now? Do you need the mentor that's going to push you a little bit? Do you need the mentor that's going to keep you organized? Do you need the community that's going to up level you? I mean, if you need any of those things, Infinity is wide open and waiting for you. That is exactly why I created that program. Little shameless plug. Maybe you need someone to teach you the right mindset tools. Maybe you need someone to teach you how to erase past trauma, right? Like, what are the things that you need in order to achieve that next step in your business? So, my invitation to you today, after the short and sweet podcast episode, is to go find your who's, right? If you're looking for the sales coach, I got you. If you're looking for the community of expanders, I got you. If you're looking to someone help you with your content, I got you. But maybe you're just looking for a friend. I mean, obviously, I got you too. Maybe you're looking for a new room. Maybe you're looking for a mindset coach. Maybe you're looking for a lover, right? Like, whatever it is you're looking for, start to intentionally put that out. Start to intentionally seek that out and go out and absolutely find it. The last thing I want to share with you guys is that every single month we are doing a giveaway on the podcast. And what that giveaway is when you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast and screenshot it. Every month, I am picking somebody from my community and I'm gifting them a one-on-one strategy session. So if this is you and you are somebody who wants to win that, please go over, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, screenshot it, tag us in your stories, and I would love to gift you a one-on-one strategy session. Until next time, happy selling. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts? Or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode. But until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.